Log Talk Radio.
That's some good dope. Ain't nothing like some good dope. That's some good shit, man. Woo! Face to tears. Hey! This is the teacher. We back, big baby!
Blaze the weed up. Got a problem? Best to ease up. Ain't no fighting. I raise the heat up. Got your bitch knees up. And by the end of the night, it's beat up. You say you eat dicks, then bitch will eat it up. But bring a few friends, that's ecstasy'd up.
Now all I see is weed. LBC 213. G's and fleas and the reason, the season, the clicks off the heezy. Mr. Warren G's, it got to make it easy for Snoop Deezy to come back and drop raps and make snaps so easy. The most honest and most wanted, with a pocket full of honey. You know how we run it.
You can catch the bus if you run and run. But I know the game don't wait. No, the game don't wait. All my homies are next to me, hustling, hustling.
The night 10, a big chest got me feeling like a brand new man. Rolls of dope, a nigga need something to smoke. Say she didn't love the status, she just love the stroke. Restless, beat the pussy till she falling asleep. Athletes tricking off a couple of thousand a week just to do the same thing. I didn't even know this bitch's name. She was in my car giving me brains.
Next to the Z-Pack, M-I-C, anticipation 213.
We contemplate and regulate. What? Now we got the game tight, it's money to make.
Money.
The game won't wait, but you can wait for the game. Worldwide, too, with skirt screaming our name.
You know, I can kind of dig that because the game don't wait on anybody. You know,
stop because the game don't wait. I got no time for no damn lunch break. I gotta go out and buy some brand new clothes and change my socks before they reveal my clothes. Shit don't stop because the game don't wait. The hookers flock because the dick is straight. Let me teach you what I already know. The shit don't stop, so it's not my fault.
Young spin never like the hand to feed you. Proceed to give back to your folks and locs that need you. We do. We always keep it on the truth. 213, that's the name of the crew. It's true that the dirt I did as a kid got me caught up, but I was brought up with the M.O. of a D.O. So for your info, nigga, I've been doing this before I hit the radio. Snoop Deezy is off the heezy, so you can make mine extra cheesy. The crew's a thrust because it consists of three riders, each side is one love.
You can catch the bus if you run in front of me. No, the game don't wait. No, the game.
Back to Brooklyn in the expo. Back on the block, I see
buckshot. When you see the rock, see I got you shot. Why not? You see the recipe, buckshot. I represent Brooklyn and my big and biggie.
I'm from C-I-L-I-F-L-Y, where the niggas and the chickens, they pay fly and high. Where a slutty get mad if you call her bitch, and a ratty get mad if you call her bitch. Where the rich emerge with the chicken from the ditch, and it's a myth they keep picking from the suburbs. Yo, this is for my niggas on the block all day, who don't give up. I'm waiting for crime to pay. Put your money on it, yo, we never front it. Long Island got some of the best niggas that ever done it. From Riverhead to Sea Island, and Brentwood to Wyndham, niggas coming through will not stand a chance. From Roosevelt to Freeport to Hempstead to Union Down, coming deep from the depths of hell. I'm dead serious, even though you see me smiling, rough enough to break New York from Long Island.
We keep to our niggas need advice, cause I'm saying Jesus Christ, you should see the sight. Took an oxtail, peas and rice, making about a G and night. They can't read or write, but I got every creed in sight. You need a dice, baby girl, I see the light. But sometimes y'all just grimy, 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 grimy. But those with a tiny, tiny, they get whiny, whiny. So guard your girl, haul the world, cock the gun, pop the sun, fill it fam, ill of plans, kill a cam, kill a man.
Hot girl, my boo, hot girl, my bro. Hot girl, my shit, flop, tell me not to roll.
All right, it's Saturday, March 3rd, 1 hour, oh, not even 1 hour, 1 day before we spring forward in the time. And we got a lot to catch up on. Are you on, Jay Gray?
Yes, sir, I'm on right now. How you doing, Big Chopper? Let's do this right now. Let's get started.
I'm good. I'm good. So what was you so eager to get off your chest last week that you wanted to bring up this week?
The free agency is it's right around the corner, man. It starts, it officially opens. Listen, it officially opens Tuesday. And I'm really excited right now, you know. The Raiders is number two in money, you know, with a lot of money to spend. And we got rid of a lot of guys and there's some big names that's out there right now that did get franchise tagged, you know, Reggie Wayne, Dominique Sue, just to name a few, you know, Reggie Bush, you know, D'Angelo Williams. There's a lot of guys out there that are on the market, man. Kyle.
Well, what's the Raiders' main focus?
We got a whole lot of holes to fill, you know what I'm saying? So, We need some help at D tackle. We need another linebacker. We just got rid of Woodley because he just did nothing. And we need a receiver. We need a receiver. You know, Derek Carr needs some weapons, man. He got the arm. He just needs some guys that's gonna catch the ball. He can't throw it and catch it himself. He needs some guys that's gonna go out there and catch the ball. So, you know, that corners. We need some more corners.
We understand that most teams need a lot of help, but what is your – if you were going to emphasize one position or one part of the game, special teams or defense, what are you looking for? Where do you need most help?
We need most help. Me personally, that D tackle. We need a run stop. We need the best player – that we can get out of a free agency list. A young dude, nobody that's over the hill, 30-something years old. We need a young 25, 26-year-old guy that's going to come in and make an impact immediately. That's what I feel we need. The D-line and O-line control football, man. So that's what I feel that we need, you know. Well, and then we can after that we get that hold, then after that we can put in these other guys, these receivers, tight ends, and et cetera. You know, whatever else, you know, Derek Carr needs guys to throw to. You know, Streeter's gonna come back, he's gonna be healthy. You know, Rivera had a cool year, you know, but they young. We got a lot of young guys, man. So, you know, we just gonna be patient and we gonna do this I have all the faith in the world with Reggie McKenzie. What are you gonna do this week, in these next few days, man? Tuesday or so, you're gonna hear something by Tuesday and Wednesday. You're gonna see what the Raiders been doing, man. We've been making a blueprint, man. We done got a good head coach, Jack Del Rio. They done took disgusting teams from Jacksonville to the playoffs with no quarterback. You know, had a running back. He finally has a quarterback now. See. So it's going to be good. We got Ken Norton, who's going to be our defensive coordinator. He just came from Seattle. You know, he got Super Bowl experience with them, the Niners and the Cowboys. So we getting new blood up in here. We're going to have a new tradition. We're going to get back to the Raider way. We're going to get back to that commitment to excellence. And it's starting right now with the staff hires. And now with this free agency that's about to pop off.
Well, you mentioned, Jack Del Rio and the Jaguars. But did you mention that they were in a bad division? You guys are in a pretty much three-way tied division. Like, any team can take that. Kansas City, Denver, San Diego. So you think he can come in and just make you guys go from worst to first?
I feel he's going to make us go. He's going to make us go worse to contention. For the playoffs, for the division, to take the division, because the division is one of the toughest divisions in football. It's one of the toughest divisions in football. You got Peyton Manning, you got Phillip Rivers, you got Alex Smith.
I wouldn't say.
Okay, I'm asking you. Name me a pack of quarterbacks in a division that's messing with that division. I'll wait.
You know, I don't need the quarterbacks. I will say the NFC West is harder than that division because we got the defense. And me personally, I'm a defensive man, so maybe there is bias to say the NFC West defense trumps, you know, half your offense is what you're looking at.
I didn't say it was the toughest division. You actually did.
Let me take that back.
No, I did. But this is what I'm saying. NFC, yeah, you guys do got defenses, but you guys are lacking in the quarterback area. You guys are in the quarterback department. You guys are kind of lacking over there.
Well, you know, he got hurt. Carson Palmer got hurt. I think if he wouldn't have got hurt last season, they would have done way better. Probably even, you know, would have been in Seattle. And then
Rams. How about the Rams?
Russell Wilson, good. Rams, they lacking quarterbacks too. They keep getting hurt.
Oh.
I mean, they were both
Niners.
Teams, Well, no, not the Niners. I don't. Cap has.
I'm waiting to see what you're going to say about that guy.
Well, he led the. We got the three NFC Championship games with him. I mean, I don't. I didn't say he was the greatest, but like I said, our defense is what I was talking about. But with the Rams, again, they were down to their third or fourth string quarterback, just like the Arizona Cardinals were. So I think our division is better than you guys. But Peyton, you know, he's one of the greatest, so I'll never take that away from him. Now, as far as back to the Raiders and Jack Del Rio, you told me all last season in college and pros that it's only championship or bust.
You just said
he's going to make a contention for the playoffs. Why does that even matter if it's championship or bust? I don't want to hear, oh, well, you know, we might.
You're the one that asked me the damn question. You asked me the question.
You said contention, and I was just clarifying. And obviously, you are so happy to be a better team, and that doesn't really resonate with me too well if you're talking about a championship or bust.
It's just like I said, man. You asked the question, I answered it. You talk about what I'm thinking about with my Raiders right now. And I told you, I feel we got contention for the division. And what that means? That means win the damn division or fight to win it. Go to the playoffs, champion or bust. Championship or bust. That's what it
then
is.
Then why are you talking about contention
that's what,
for
that's
playoffs?
What, that's what we're doing every year. We are,
but why
that's
are you
what
talking,
every team in the league is doing. It's the goal of the championship.
Why are you talking about contention for the playoffs? Shouldn't you have just said contention?
That's what you asked me.
No, I said, no. I said, does that make you
what
from
you
worst
asked,
to
okay,
first?
What you asked me then?
I said, does that make you from worst to first? You said, no, it makes us contention. And I was hoping you'd say Super Bowl, but you're talking about playoffs. And you already told me it doesn't matter about playoffs. So it sounded like you went back on what you said.
No, it didn't. We went out. We got our coaching staff. I forgot.
I don't care about playoff contention.
No. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter what you're telling me. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Now, you may not like what I'm telling you, but that's your prerogative. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And I'm going to stand behind what I say.
You're giving me two different answers.
You already know any sport team I cheer for is chip or bust. There ain't nothing else.
Now, you heard what
I'm out
you just
like
said,
other
right?
Fans. I'm out like other fans, bro. That's going to be, at least we make it to the playoffs. At least
isn't
we go 500.
That's
I'm not doing none of that.
That's what you
said,
though.
No, I'm not. I said what we're doing right now is getting this team right for contention for the division. Now, when a guy wins a division, they go to the playoffs, okay? The playoffs. I didn't say, oh, I'm fine with going 8-8. I didn't say that shit. I didn't say, oh, I'm fine with winning the division. I didn't say none of that. Because you already know what my expectations are. Championship
okay, listen.
Or bust.
Listen, saying you're happy with contention for the playoffs is not the same as contention for the Super Bowl. You realize that, right?
I understand this.
You understand
guy.
That, right?
You're a basketball
no, no,
guy,
no,
so
no.
Let me break it down so you
no,
can
Jay,
understand
Jay,
what I'm
you
saying.
Understand? No, wait. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is there a difference? Let me ask you
I
that.
I heard what you said, but you also know there's steps to this, too.
I don't want to hear that, though.
You don't just win your games and then that's it. No, you got to win your division. You got
to
keep your spot.
You don't have
yes,
to win
you
your
do.
Division.
Okay. Okay.
Did you seriously
okay.
say
well,
you have
you
to win your division?
Two.
You can't be a wild card? Is that what you just told me?
Man, that's a crapshoot. I'm not going for no wild card. Yeah, that's a possibility, but when that happens, you have to rely on a lot of help. You gotta have certain teams lose. You gotta have certain teams win. You gotta be relying on other guys to help you get where you need to go. I'm not saying any of that. I didn't say none of that.
You're also not saying contention for the Super Bowl, and that's all I'm waiting for you to say.
What
I don't
is championship or bust? What does that say? That doesn't say NFC championship. That doesn't say AFC championship. I'm talking about chips. I'm talking about the hardware.
Okay, then why
I'm
you keep
about
saying
the rings. No rings.
Okay, so,
that's what I'm
okay,
talking
so,
about. That's what I say, championship or bust. Just like for
okay.
the Warriors. The ring or bust.
Okay,
okay,
here, let me go back and ask you a question.
The ring or bust. That's
let me
what
ask
it
you
is.
A question. I'm a go back, and I'm going to ask you this question to see if your answer changes. So, with these changes and the coaching, what do you expect? Do you guys expect to go from worst to first? And you will say?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Worst to first.
Okay,
full
does that.
Full 360, yeah.
And
yeah,
you guys will win
yeah.
the Super Bowl.
Elbow all in the rim, all
and
in the
and you guys
neck,
will
cut
win the Super Bowl.
Put it around my neck, put the rings in all y'all face. Yeah, that's what we, yeah, yeah.
And
I just answered
win.
It for you.
And you guys will win
now
the Super Bowl.
Now record that and lock that down. Yeah.
And you guys will win the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, if I see on your wall next season that, oh, we made improvement, we went to the playoffs, trust me, as soon as y'all
you will
lose.
You will never see that, buddy. You will never see
good.
That.
Okay, fine. Because don't say contention for the playoffs. That's not smart. Just letting you know, that doesn't even matter.
I'll let you say that. I'll let you guys say that. You know what I mean? I'm not you. You won't hear that from me. You over here quote me with COB. That's why I stand behind COB. Okay.
Okay.
Chipper
but
plus.
Being okay, but contention for the playoffs is different. I was, you know, that's not the same thing.
The C in the COB doesn't mean contention. It means championship or bust. That's exactly
okay.
what it means.
Okay, good.
I just don't
so
keep saying
not...
it so it sink in so you understand. And when you ask me again, you know the answer. Okay? You already know what I'm going to say.
Okay,
right?
Well, then I should never hear you say contention.
You ain't
going to
never hear me say contention. You ain't going to never hear me say no contention, man.
Contention
that's
for
not
the
in my vocabulary, man. Contention.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay, you already said it, but okay, cool. All right, so who in the free agency, because there's been a lot of trades and a lot of future signings. I guess Brandon Marshall is supposed to go to the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to re-sign Percy, even though that might be good for them. And
he might go to the Rams, too.
Some running backs, C.J. Spiller, Sproles. So what are some teams you think are doing pretty good?
The big one, Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy just got traded from the Eagles to the Bills.
Well, I was talking about free agency, but yeah, so you got that. You got that trade. Do you understand what Kelly is doing?
Yeah, you guys did something. Y'all signed a rugby player. That was the first thing in
we
free
signed
agency.
A rugby
that
player.
Was the first pick.
I don't know.
Y'all signed a rugby guy. That was the first one out of everybody. Yeah, you guys, the Niners.
Yeah,
you signed a rugby guy. That was the first one out of everybody.
So we got him for a league minimum, I believe. We also signed Jerome Simpson, and we got a who did we just sign?
Explain how you feel about that one. Let's talk about him first. Don't just shoot that under the rug. Let's talk about that guy. How you feel
Simpson?
About that guy?
Well, I don't. To be honest, it's really going to depend on what's the pay. Like, he's not, you know, of course he's not a high, you know, pay him all the money you got kind of receiver. But if we get these receivers.
Yeah, he's not a high character guy either.
Yeah, well, I only remember one issue he had, and he hasn't been in trouble since. I don't have a problem with saying second chances or players that get better like Pac-Man Jones. It took him a while, but he got there.
Be like his third or fourth chance. Simpson,
well,
this would be like his third or fourth chance.
Well, you know, it's these owners, so I don't really know what they're doing, but we'll see how it goes. And then we also signed Darnell Dockett from the Cardinals, and I think we're keeping the team together, and I know we're looking at running backs too, plus this rugby player. So it really just, you know, we'll see next year. It's the coaching. I don't know this. I know who this guy is. He's had his interim, but he never had head coaching for a season. And that's usually – I don't like that when your team has already been pretty good. When you get a whole new coach with no experience, most of the time you're doing that because you're starting over. And I don't think we should have done that, but, you know, now it is what it is, so you just deal with it.
Back on which you're hiring.
Hold on real quick. You want to take this call?
I just had to scratch my head on this rugby guy. Like, I think you're trying to
Jay, hold up.
Under the rug.
You got a call.
Okay.
951, you on.
What's happening? This is Elliot from Beaumont.
Yo, what's going on?
Not much, man.
How you doing, man?
What's up, JG? What's happening?
How you doing, brother, man? It's a beautiful day, man. How you doing, man? Tell me what's on your mind, man.
It's a good day. It's nice, 70 degrees out here in SoCal, so I'm loving life right now. I don't know. I've never called in before, so I don't know how much time I got to talk, because I've been taking notes on what you guys have been talking about, and I got something to say about a little bit of everything.
Well, throw it at us.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back in time when you're talking about quarterbacks in the NFC West. And I know that when it came to Cap, because I'm a diehard Niner fan, I was born and raised in the Bay. I don't know how much of Kaepernick's lack of success was 100% his fault. Now, don't get me wrong. I know he did not perform last year. But as a football-minded, offensive-minded human being, I don't know if Roman was doing him any justice last year. I saw a lot of three-step, five-step drops, keeping Cap in the pocket, throwing quick little, you know, 5-7 yard throws. And when you have a player like Kaepernick at 6'4", you know, 240, you need that guy threatening defenses. You need him on perimeter running. I'm not saying he necessarily needs to run the read option all the time, but you have to threaten defenses. You have to put defenders in conflict. You need to make a corner or a linebacker make a decision. Am I going to make a play on this guy that has the potential to go 90, or do I cover my man? And when you're sitting in the pocket and people can tee off, we had issues in the offensive line last year. We had injuries.
Right.
And when they can tee off and pin their ears back and go after him, yeah, I mean, he is not a pocket passer. He has not developed that part of his game yet. So, you know, I understand. I feel you, JG. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I can't argue with Peyton, except for he's a playoff choke artist. I can't
yeah.
argue with Phillip Rivers in his rebirth. I mean, the last couple of years he has showed to be the Phillip Rivers that, you know, we saw at the beginning of his career, which I'm there. Derek Carr, I'm very, very impressed by what he's done, but one season does not make or break you, you know what I mean? So we'll see. You know, I feel you, you know, but I mean, I think there's a lot to be said about Kaepernick and his abilities. I mean, he has ceiling. That means nothing unless it gets achieved. But, you know, I'm very curious. And like I said, I'm biased. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But it's going to be curious. Go ahead, JG.
Sorry about that. See, I'm agreeing with you with what you're saying with that threat, where you have to threaten the D. Now, when Kaepernick was able to run that read option, that's his game. He was playing that in Nevada. That's his game. See, and that messes with defenses. Because you know it's a threat that he's going to run. See, but when that contract came around, this is what my opinion is that the ownership in the front office with the Niners, they were trying to justify that money.
Right.
And it showed in games. Like, well, we're paying you all this money. Now you have to be a prototypical quarterback in the NFL. You have to sit in the pocket. You have to do things that he doesn't do. Like, yeah, wrinkle.
Who do you think made that call, though? Who do you think made that call, though? Because to me, it's Greg Roman who's calling those plays. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, to me, you want to hear my conspiracy theory about why Jim Harbaugh is in Michigan right now? Do you want to hear my conspiracy theory?
Yes, sir.
My conspiracy theory is that at some point ownership, this is that conflict, that difference of philosophy, what I think came in was, listen, Jim, Greg's got to go. Our offense is in the bottom half of the league every single year, and it's not getting done. So Greg's got to go, and Jim Harbaugh, being the loyal man that he is, says, no, I'm a head coach. I'm making the call. That's my staff. He stays. And they go, well, if he stays, then you go when we fire him too. You know, that's kind of where – because, I mean, what else can you argue with? You know, this segues beautifully into my worst to first, because this is an argument that you guys are having that I don't necessarily agree, Johnny, that it has to be worse to championship. You know, the Niners had a very unique situation when they were, you know, under 500, 8-8, and then all of a sudden they're 13-3 going to the NFC Championship with a legitimate chance to go to the Super Bowl. Like, that's not realistic. Like, Del Rio is a great coach, but you have to change the culture. You have to change scheme. You have to change your roster. Like, there's a lot of things that have to go into you being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. You know, and I think, hey, dude, listen, I grew up in the Bay, you know. My uncle's been a diehard Raider fan since the 70s. I mean, he's a season ticket holder. Like, oh, that's great. But there's a lot of stuff that's got to change in Oakland before you guys can just be making, you know, a run at the Lombardi. I mean, that's real deal shit. That's legitimate, like, big-time sports world stuff. And I don't think, you know, I mean, hey, dude, make the playoffs. Get a wild card.
See, that's what I'm talking about right here is that yeah, we're changing – the environment over there. We're changing the culture over there. When Al Davis was in control, he wore every cap.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Jerry Jones is doing that right now. Like, that's what he's doing.
I agree.
I'm working the concession stand. I'm working. I'm the security. I'm the ticket seller. I'm the manager. I'm the scout. He's everybody. Plus the owner.
I saw him coaching Romo. I saw him coaching Romo on the sideline one time too. So I'm thinking about quarterback coach.
And that's the thing. They're changing the culture. See, we never had a draft. We never had a green room. The Raiders never had a green room in their facility. We never had a team manager. Reggie McKenzie came over there, and everybody's giving him a lot of heat. But what he did, he done brought us under the cap, and we ain't never been in decades.
Well, hold on. Listen, caller, like the same thing I told Jay is that when you go from that, like you said, the bottom of the league, making the playoffs isn't a bad step to the next season.
I agree.
But I said, because he was getting on my Lakers, and I was like, it's going to be a couple of years. But he feels that it's championship or bust, and I'm like, that's not realistic, and it's never been that realistic for teams to just go from 0 to 100. And I said, 8-8 wouldn't be bad next year, actually, especially considering the division he's in. And then, you know, next year you make another change, and then you guys are Super Bowl. But he doesn't agree with that, and I'm trying to get him to change his mind.
Yeah, I don't, because that's just the way that I approach sports and played whatever I did. I want to win the whole damn thing.
And high school and college is different.
You should.
I'm not walking off like, oh, well, we got there. That's not in my DNA. That's just
high school and college.
Hey, Big C.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll tell you what. I played ball in junior college with Johnny, and he is a animal. So I understand. Like, he was a baller like I've never seen before, and he is an all in 110% guy, and I understand that. But I will tell you this, Jay. I know right now that if the Raiders go 9-7 or they go 10-6. Don't tell me inside you're not freaking fist pumping, just going, that's right, baby. Like, we're on the road back. Where you're not going to be like, oh, F this, you know, we're not who we should be. Like, that if I know you, and I know you'll be a happy man.
Bro, let me tell you something.
If you ever celebrate anything next year without a Super Bowl, you will hear it for the rest of your life. That's just
Hey, that's fine. Listen, we beat y'all last year. Okay?
Right.
When we beat y'all last year, I was getting so much heat on Facebook about, oh, y'all lost 52-0. Oh, you guys are the fastest team in league history to get knocked out of the playoffs before week 8. You guys were just, I would never hear the end of it. But you know what?
Right.
When we beat y'all ass,
you didn't beat our ass, dude. Don't get crazy.
That shit felt awesome.
Don't get crazy. Don't beat our ass, but you did beat us.
Let's do it like this. If you looked at every aspect of the game that when we played y'all, special teams, defense, offense, we dominated you guys on every aspect of that game.
A 9-point win is not beating that ass. First of all, 55-0.
Hey, JG, you guys were 3-13.
When you take a knee on a team and you show them mercy, a knee on them, That's pretty much the game is out of reach.
It's all about having respect for the game.
Amen.
It's all about having respect for the game. Like, there are certain things. Like, we couldn't stop the clock. You took a knee. Good job. I'm not going to go pat him on the back. But I'm just, what I'm saying is, like, you guys were 13-3 last year. If you go, let's just say you go 9-7 or 10-6, I get it. You guys want to, you want to hoist Lombardi, all that. That's great. But if you can go from like you said, worst to playoff contender, there's a process. You know, I mean, you go, okay, now when you go 9-7 or you go 8-8 or you go 10-6, now we're talking Super Bowl or bust. But right now, when you're, you know, 3-13, you need to be realistic about what your goals are. Like, you can set a goal of going freaking to the Super Bowl and winning the championship, but that just leaves your team in a position to be disappointed very easily. Like, you need to set realistic goals in order to achieve them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But we can agree to disagree.
Okay.
Because,
all right. That's cool.
But I hear what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that when you play this game, and I watched every Raider game last year. I don't know if you guys did, but I watched every game last year. And I can only point out three games that there was no way in hell we were going to win.
Yeah.
And so the 3-13, it really doesn't show how good your team really is. Because
right.
If you watch the whole games, you can see what happened. This play right here, just right here.
Right.
You guys had it.
Just like
this
in the world of sports.
Little
are you
bitty
just,
things. Little
you basically
things.
Naming
and,
the world of sports. I mean,
no,
that's
true.
Sports. You know, that's just what happens in sports. So what do you
to
really
me, there
saying?
Was only one game. There was only one game last year that the Niners really never had a shot at, and that was a Denver game. Otherwise, they could have been freaking 15-1. That doesn't mean. I mean, if my, not to be crude, like I said, I've not been on the radio much before. But if my aunt had a set of balls, she'd be my uncle. Like I don't know what could have happened. We could have won all those games. Like yeah, but that's not what
right.
happened. You know
what
I mean?
What
and so that's what I'm saying. There's little things. Football is the greatest sport on the face of the planet because of there are so many little inches of the game that happen here and there that change the outcome.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, sir.
So that's my take
exactly
on the worst
right.
first.
And then you have
yeah.
the reason why it's the reason why he's milking this and I'm not budging whatsoever, Elliot. That's he's trying to
well,
milk
no,
this
because
out. I was telling myself last year, it is fine because I could take it. You know, I could take it. You
no,
know?
Listen.
But
this
when, this pops off, when this pops off, you guys are going to hate me on this radio station.
No, because the thing is, when you say championship or bust and you say you mean that, you can't be satisfied with contention for a playoff. I don't believe that. I'm like the caller. You got to make steps to get better. You know, if we go from 3-13 to 9-6, and these are, you know, a couple of those are better than 500 teams. I'm like, cool, okay, next year we got
yeah.
this. But I'm not
right.
going to say 3-13 and expect the Super Bowl the next
right.
year. And now you got to
right.
back
well,
that
just...
up. That's why I
okay.
don't let you talk about all these changes with who you got. Because, yeah, the coach, that's a great move. These players that are free agents, great. But if you lose, according to you, that doesn't mean anything.
Right. Like the scientists, like, Johnny, like you were talking about the rugby guy. Like, I feel you, because you and I have had a conversation on the telephone this week about the rugby guy and stuff. But, like, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, have you – okay, now, before you jump all over me, have you watched any footage of this dude? Like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's the Australian rugby guy.
I haven't seen him. I
dude,
haven't seen him
bro,
run a
bro,
football.
Do me a favor.
No.
Just check him out. And look at, I mean, I get it. Yeah, he's dude, we only guarantee him like $115,000 over the next 3 years. He signed
that's
a 3-year, like $1.5 million contract with like $115,000 guaranteed. Like, okay. Like that is a all win, very little loss contract right there. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
dude, give him a shot. Dude, rugby to me, because I don't know a lot about it. I watched some of the highlights. Dude, he's a, most of the time these guys receive the ball, it's like a punt. Like the opposite team kicks it off, and I like I said I know nothing about rugby, but they kick it off. You receive a punt, and then obviously the scheme of an NFL coverage team is different. But you just basically try to get to the other end zone. You know what I mean? And so
mm-hmm.
this guy is freaking real deal, dude. I mean, he can move. I don't know if that's going to translate to the NFL, but for $115,000 guaranteed, let's find out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Low risk, high reward. Low risk, high reward.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying, but like you play ball, you know
right.
you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about this football, like that's cute, but like what about blitz pickup? You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to talk crazy. I'm just how I talk. Like, what about blitz pickup? What about you running a route? You know what I'm saying? Like, about checking out the audibles and reading defenses and knowing, here, you got to now, you know, because when he goes to that camp, this is what's going to happen. That coach, whoever the OC is over there, he's going to go right in front of this guy, and he's going to drop a binder with 400 pages in it, and he's going to tell him, you're going to have to know all this by the preseason.
Right.
Low risk.
And he might not
be able to do that. Is he going to be able to?
He might not.
That?
It might not translate. But the one thing that is to be said for him is that he's an athlete. He is an athlete. It's the coaching staff. They need to evaluate what he knows and what he doesn't know at what part of the season. So if he doesn't know squat and he is refusing to learn it, then that's a problem. But if he's picking pieces up and developing his game, then they can how they insert him into the game plan or into, you know, third down situations or whatever. That's their job. They need to figure out, like, he can't deal with this blitz pickup or this you know protection, but he can do this. You know, and we'll see how much he knows. You know, I mean,
I talked to a guy about that too, because he didn't really know about rugby, and I kind of told him it's kind of like soccer. They run nonstop for 80 minutes, so they have little scrums, and if the ball goes out of bounds, they pick the dude up, you throw it in. I should play it on a video game, so I kind of know a little bit about it. But they nonstop running, so it's going to be an adjustment. Going to be an adjustment. But the reason why I shake my head when you guys did that is because there's a lot of free agent running backs out there right now, and maybe we just talking too soon. Maybe
low
like
risk.
I said in the beginning of the show, we gotta wait till
115 guaranteed. Though, how many free agents? I know damn well CJ Spiller ain't gonna sign for 115 freaking guaranteed.
No.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, dude. It's like all that stuff's incentive based. Does he make camp next year? Does he do this? Does he make it halfway through the season? Does he start or play in more than 8 games? I'm sure it's all that kind of incentive based stuff. So you're not going to be able to get a NFL weathered running back with that experience for that price. So hey, let's take a shot. Take a shot.
I hear that. I can understandable.
We can sign a what's his name? Oh dang, I forgot. He just retired. Your boy from
Jones Drew.
The Raiders.
Yeah, Jones Drew.
MJD, yeah, MJD. We signed him cheap right now, from what I hear.
Oh, yeah, he's very cheap. Yeah, go ahead and grab him. Go ahead and get him. Hey, do what you got to do. Man, there's a lot of guys out there that I just said earlier. Chris Johnson, D'Angelo Williams, Reggie Bush. There's a lot of running backs out there right now. They can make some splash. They still got some years on them. They legs still kind of young.
I like your boy from Oakland. Your rook, your second year guy, man. He's a stud.
Yeah, Latavius. The dude is big like Eddie George, and he's faster.
Yep.
He's faster. And I've been talking about this forever, but see, our coaching staff, they had shit for brains or something because, you know, you got this big guy, he's young, give him the damn ball. And I just wouldn't understand it. I swear he's dumber than a bag of rocks.
But you know, and I know, he got his bell rung, and you have to see, like, is he going to be able to withstand the physicality of the NFL? Like, I mean, he's, you know, he went out with 2 concussions this year or just 1? Because I know he got his bell ding-donged in the freaking.
It was a massive one. It was
the one in the Chiefs game. You know, he had freaking 100, you know, 20 yards on 4 carries or something ridiculous, you know, or even more. But, I mean, can he withstand it?
You know, just that NFL, man. Just like with this rugby guy, man. They tackle different they tackle differently in rugby. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The guys in the NFL, they use their armor to their advantage. So I just want to see how he's going to act when he gets smacked, because he's going to play special teams. That's what he was doing in rugby. He's going to wait for the punt or a kick. He's going to catch that thing, and he's going to do what he do with it. He's a world-class athlete. Yeah, you got to have speed.
Yeah.
You got to be able to run and have endurance to play rugby. It's like soccer.
Right.
You know, you got to be able to run all day.
Right. And he's never received a kick and caught one in the chops either, so that might change his whole philosophy on how he runs the ball when he receives it. He might get pissed knocked out of him and be like, I'm good.
But,
I'll take my 115 and go.
Johnny, sometimes I think you forget. You act like we signing him to start right away behind the line. You know what I mean? Like even
kinda,
with Kaepernick.
I would throw a low blow, but I'm not. I'm gonna just keep quiet.
Well, no, but even
really,
with,
you know, I'm
even,
biased.
Even with Kaepernick, you swear we gave him the best contract ever, and I'm like, the Niners can get out of that
any year,
next season.
Anytime.
Right. So it's like, I don't think you really thinking about, oh, this is only $100,000+. That's almost throwaway money. And they making it with this stadium. So it's not bad to have him come out in the offseason and a couple preseason games. I don't think we're losing anything. And I think you feel we're putting money on him to be our next running back. But he's just a name.
Dude, we got this guy. What's his name?
I just think we're gone.
Hey, who's this guy that I forget? Oh, yeah, Carlos Hyde. I mean, don't forget about our number, our second-round pick from last year. That's the future of the 49ers right there. Number 28 is the future.
Okay, well, Elliot, you season ticket holder?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about the new stadium? And be honest.
So you asked me to be honest. I love the new stadium. What I do not like about the new stadium is I didn't like how we, and I'm going to get put on blast if someone else, you know, they're listening, get their feelings hurt. I don't like us as Niners and how Niner fans, how we went into that stadium, and we were so in awe of it. We, you know, we're up out of our seats. If you look at the, you know, the seats after halftime, I mean, it's half empty because everybody's walking around goo-gooed all over this place. You know, we need to go in there as Niner fans, and we need to create a home field advantage. I don't feel like we had that this year. I felt like, you know, we were still in the, you know, the courting phase of our new stadium where we wanted to check everything out. We need to be, you know, in our seats, actually in our seats, but on our feet, screaming and yelling every first, second, and third down of the game, getting crazy. My thing is not any issues with the stadium itself, but how we adapted as fans to the new stadium, you know, because, you know, Candlestick was such an amazing place, and there are so many memories. I mean, it wasn't in the best condition in the world. You know, I went to the Niners-Falcons game, you know, last game of the stick, whatever. I went in the bathrooms, and I was like, damn, this place has got to go. But there was something about it when you walked onto the grounds that was electric. You know, that there was so much history, and there were so many legends that played in that stadium. And you know, this is new to us. It's new to us as fans. I love the stadium. We need to adapt as a fan base on how we exist there.
Well, you know, I don't know how much this has to do with it, but I've heard, I don't know if it's the sun is like in, because I have a couple of people that are Niner fans, season holders, and they talk about the weather. It's hot and that the sun is like beaming right on them. Did you ever face that problem?
I live in SoCal. I only went to the inaugural game there against the Bears. I coach football down here. It's really hard for me to get up during the season. We kind of knew that when we bought them. But I understand like the layout of the stadium, and I see it when we're playing those 1 o'clock games, and I'm like, God damn, that's hot. But
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's 3 hours of your life, and you know, if you're faithful, and I am one, then take a little sun in the face. Now, just a little side note, we get surveys and fan input stuff, and that was one of the questions, is like, hey, what do you think as a fan are some ways that we as an organization can help you with the sun, you know, when they gave us all these options and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, you know, we're going to have to either adapt or come up with something. Get a shade, get a freaking piece of paper, I don't know, but it is what it is, you know. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that the engineers who built the stadium didn't think about this when they built it, you know what I mean?
It really is, with all that money, a retractable roof or something.
Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, that would go from a 1.3 to who knows.
And see, that's what I heard, that's why I wanted to ask, because I talked to a few guys, too, and some people didn't like it. They didn't like. A lot of them got their season tickets just because Harbaugh was there. And
right.
I don't think that's the right way to do it, but that's how some of them did.
I agree with you.
And then the press, they said the suites, the boxes, they said it felt like they're in a fish tank because the windows don't open. So
right.
You're just sitting in there and you're just getting stuffy like you're in a tank or something. And then
right.
I heard the parking is – the tailgating parking is way the hell away from the stadium. Like, it's nowhere near it. So that's
it took us about I don't know, about 7 minutes to walk from where we were parked to the gate.
They must have just been fucking crazy then.
No, but when you think about it, Johnny, when you think about, like, you know, a stadium, normally you are in the lot. Like, basically there is no obstruction between where you park your car and your view of the actual stadium. But what you know how it is over there by Great America. I mean, it's an industrial park,
yes,
basically. So there's all,
yep,
kinds of office buildings, and the parking lots are spread out. I mean, there's like a red lot and a blue lot and a green lot, and then, like, you know, a blue lot that you can barbecue and the one that you can't. They separated it. You know what I mean? So they're all over that business area right there. So nothing. I mean, dude, it ain't bad. I mean, it's not like where you can, like I said, sit in your car and go, okay, all there is parking lot between me and my home. You know what I mean? So that's what I think people think. But it is what it is. There is no other way to do it. There's not enough area around there.
And the thing with the Heat, you know how, you know, if you have authentic jerseys, them boys is hot.
Hot.
If you wear them, you will sweat to death. Okay, so, like, I know when you guys are in Frisco, Candlestick is always cold. Now,
yep,
the sun might be out, it might be fair weather, but it's still cold. So you get to rock all your gear. Like I see your main picture on your wallpaper. You got the big scarves. You got the skull caps. You got the big old puppy jackets. You got the jersey on too. You're rocking everything. You can't do that in Santa Clara.
But that was December 23rd, though. That was December 23rd, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a little bit later. But still, you're on the point out there at Candlestick, you know what I mean? It is different. But, hey, dude, life changes. You have to adapt, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Like, you're whatever, 45 miles south of the point. You know, you're in the South Bay now. You know, you're off of the peninsula at this point. It's a little bit warmer down there. Like, I mean, if that's what we're crying about, then, I mean, we gotta figure it out. Like, faithful to me means that no matter what the scenario, you're all in, and that's me.
I disagree, because I'm a faithful. I can go in rain. Rain doesn't bother me. Maybe it's because I'm adapted moving up to Oregon, but I don't do heat well at all.
Oh.
I mean, I don't like being in the sun too long. I don't like hotness. And you guys are right, those jerseys heat you up fast.
Yep.
And I mean, and now with all these new 65-inch TVs, it's like it's either heat or TV. And unless I'm going with like a good group of friends or, you know, taking a family member, I probably would pass. But if it's in the rain or the snow, I could deal with both of those. No,
yeah,
problem.
That's true. I feel you. I feel you just got to invest in some away jerseys, that's all. get the white so it doesn't attract as much heat.
So that's just the tough one. But is that what your problem was, Johnny? Just fans not liking the stadium?
I just want to know a point of view about, you know, with season ticket holders. And that was just some of the discussion. When I talked to fans, that's what they were mad about, you know.
I can care less about
beer prices and food, you know. That's just a stadium. They're gonna charge an arm and leg. That's what they do. I heard y'all stadium got, like, they're really into the technology thing, and they got a charging center or something. You can just take your cell phone and go in this little booth or
It's all Silicon Valley, dude. It's freaking, I mean, there's a app that you can have. You can order food to your seat. They'll bring it to you. Everything there is all computerized. It's
that's
crazy.
Just what the world is going to be. I mean, we can laugh at the Niners, but all stadiums are going to end up like that eventually. That's just the way the world is going. Technology advanced. So,
hey, Johnny, wait till the L.A. Raiders have their stadium down there, dude, and it's freaking the $2 billion stadium. You don't think they're going
to
have Chargers there?
No, they're going to
San Diego. Phone Chargers.
I'm going to tell you who's going to be in L.A. See, I like how you just try to slide that in there. It's going to be San Diego, and the St. Louis Rams are going to be in L.A. There's not going to be three teams in L.A. St. Louis Rams already start paying for their stadium right now. There's only going to be two teams there. It's going to be the Chargers or the Raiders. It's not going to be three.
I hope the Raiders stay in the Bay. I'll be honest with you. They need to figure out something with Oakland Alameda County Stadium. That place is a train wreck. It's the only stadium left in the NFL that shares with a baseball team. They just signed a 10-year lease, so they have 9 years left on it. I mean, that's, to me, that's not ownership's commitment to freaking getting your fans
excellence
home.
That's not commitment to excellence.
It has all to do with Oakland. It's not, yeah, not the Raiders. It's Oakland.
Yeah.
See, and no, you are right. They have public vendors. They don't have vendors, so they have public vendors. So these cats come up there. Bathrooms are disgusting. They're disgusting. Yeah, they need to get that crap together. But it's all on the city of Oakland. They need to pull the trigger and get stuff going. Get this cash money, and let's get this going. They need to stay in Oakland. That's the home. That's the Coliseum. They need to stay there. They don't need to be going anywhere.
That's where their tradition is.
Yeah, we're not going to Santa Clara. That was first. That was the first thing. We're supposed to share a stadium with you guys. That's not going to happen. We're supposed to go to San Antonio, Big Chocolate. Remember that? Yeah, that didn't happen either. So then you got to get
also,
and then say, Carson,
Oregon.
Carson, really? You know how far Carson is from San Diego? Elliot, you live down there, so you're going to know pretty much more about me, about the geographical area from San
Diego. It's well over an hour.
So do you honestly think the season ticket holders of San Diego are going to drive an hour and a half to go to home games?
Probably not. Well, I mean, to me, you know what? I mean, the idea of it to me is, are they going to, if they were to share a stadium or move to Carson, would they still be the San Diego Chargers, or would they change their name to the Los Angeles Chargers?
And that's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
I know L.A., San Diego probably has I'm thinking they do have a fan base in L.A. too. They probably got a nice little fan base. But I'm just trying to get understood. Carson City doesn't even sound like a big time city. It just I don't know. I don't know
the size of Carson, because I live about an hour and 20 northeast of Carson. Just to give a little plug for the high school team that I coach for, we just won the state championship at the StubHub Center in Carson in December.
Congratulations!
Thank you very much. It was an awesome ride, man. It was a great experience, man. I'm happy for all those kids, but it's very industrial from what I saw. You know what I mean? I don't hang out there. It's where the LA Galaxy play.
Okay.
Side note. That's where the Galaxy MLS team plays, is at that StubHub Center that we played our championship in. It's not huge by any stretch of imagination, but the stadium that I saw they're going to build is beautiful.
I thought they were supposed to build one a couple of years ago. State Farm or one of those insurance agencies was supposed to build it, right? And they already had the area for it, or was that Carson City?
Yep, and I think that's the same area.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the same one, then it's not actually as bad as Johnny is making it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the location, and I'm thinking about the fan base. Now,
you'd be surprised how far fans travel.
You could put our team in Australia, and it's going to be a million nation guys over here, because we're a nation. We're everywhere.
You know what's funny?
You know what's funny? San Diego.
Wait. Jay, when y'all went to London, I didn't see that many Raider fans. I don't know if you watched that game.
You must have wiped the fog off your glasses, because if you did, you would have seen all the Raider fans there. Man, we got Raider fans in Germany, Scotland, everywhere. You know?
Y'all don't.
Everywhere. Africans, everywhere. The Saturn, they're everywhere.
the Egyptian Raider fans.
But listen, like I'm saying, though, man, the San Diego and the Raiders going to share a stadium?
Yeah.
How's that going
to happen? Well, and one of them will have to move division. And just on a not to go a different direction, but if San Diego and Oakland moved into a stadium, they would have to switch one of those teams to, I'm assuming, the NFC West, because then you run into problems with potential playoff game issues. Because then you have a field, and now you're going to have to share a stadium, and you're going to have conflict. And so one of them would have to move. You know what I mean? One of them would have to go to the NFC West, which I'm assuming is going to displace somebody out of the NFC West right now. Who's that going to be? I mean, it makes sense. And not that I want them out, because I think it's a great rivalry, but, you know, Seattle makes the most sense because they were in the AFC West to begin with. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. What's that?
You know what I'm about to say, Ellie? If that happens, then you know who's going to come to the NFC West. If that happens in Seattle, and we have to share a stadium in Carson, and it's a good for me, too, because in that, you're right. Seattle's going to have to go back to the NFC West, and then you know who puts that in the NFC West? You know who puts that there?
Who's that?
Them Raiders.
I don't think they would move the Raiders. The Raiders, to me, are as essential to the AFC because you have to understand, Al Davis is a lot of things, and I know that a lot of Raider fans have animosity towards Al Davis for the way he ran the team late, but he was a front runner, a forerunner. He was a guy that was doing so many things for the game of football before he went crazy. I mean, he was a major piece of the AFL and what it was and how it became to be and how the NFL and the AFL, I mean, to me, the Raiders are too important to the AFC to move. To me, it's got to be – it can't be the Broncos. It can't be – I mean, honestly, it's probably the Chargers, in my opinion. I mean, who are the Chargers?
It will be, yeah, you're right.
Who are the Chargers? I mean, Dan Fouts? Who do you think of? Dan Fouts? Big deal. What has he done? I mean, come on.
San Diego.
They have no Super Bowls either. That'd be perfect. You'll put them over there.
That's what I'm saying. That's no Super Bowl.
I hear that. Yeah, good stuff, well, man.
The Raiders, the Chiefs too. But I mean, the Chiefs, I think, are an essential part of the AFC too because they were part of the AFL too, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I right? Are my facts?
You're right.
Right.
You know,
so I mean,
right.
You're
right. Let's go. AFL too. They were AFL too.
Let's go. And by the way, guys, I'm willing to call in every time you do the show because I'm having a blast right now.
Yeah.
I'm willing to call in and talk to you guys whenever you do the show because I'm having a great time.
It seems like Johnny likes to do a couple shows. We're going to set him up a radio station too because he's trying to compete for my job right now, it sounds like.
I'm a grasshopper, man. I'm a grasshopper. I'm trying to learn, man. So, Mr. Miyagi, man, get
your
kids, man.
You a foothill. You a foothill high. We go straight into it. If I set you up a radio station, then you go for it. You learn on the job, right?
So who do you, baby?
Y'all have the best team, right? Even though I think our Foothill 2003 basketball team was better, but that's another story.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. 98 to 2000 Foothill out is the best Foothill football team they ever had, ever.
We were pretty good, man. That team was pretty good. Let me tell you a little side story just off NFL topic right now. Okay, so we were having the Silicon Valley Bowl in 1999, and we were playing Fresno City College, right?
Oh, yeah, Fresno.
They had this cat named Maurice Morris, played for Seattle. He was the junior JUCO career rushing leader, right? He had rushed for like 3,600, 3,700 yards in his career, right?
Yeah.
But we had this cat, I forget his name, I think it was Johnny Gray. He had 2G in 99 on the ground, and he had another, 600, Johnny, in the air receiving, right? So a good 2,600.
Mm-hmm.
He was MVP, All-American, and they come rolling in like they're somebody. And we were watching a basketball game or a practice. We were in the gym at Foothill, and Fresno City sitting in there, and this little alien walks in, Johnny Gray, and starts calling Maurice Morris out on the carpet. I'm the best running back in junior college. And they didn't know what to do, man. They thought they were going to whoop our ass. We go out and put it on them 31-0 in the Silicon Valley Bowl. And I don't think they ever seen anything like Johnny Gray when he came out and started calling them on the carpet in that gym because they were scared. They were scared. And it was funny.
It was bad for
him,
man. That guy went to the NFL, man. It's just it's crazy how life works. But I don't regret anything. I'll do that all over again. So
I hope.
That was one of the best time of my life, man. That's one of the best time of my life,
now,
brother.
You know, I don't want to take you off, but I just started noticing we have more callers.
I'm sorry. I had a great time.
No, it's not your fault. I should have paid attention. Yeah, we appreciate it. Next time we on, I'll send Johnny the link and he'll give you a heads up.
Can I stay on and listen, or do I have to go back on my computer?
No, you can stay on and listen. I'm going to put you on mute, but you're still listening.
All right. All right, man. And hey, and don't sell Tom Sula short. I'm gonna be on with you all year, Johnny, talking about the birth of Jim Tom Sula, running shot, making a roll, run for the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
It's got to be something because you guys are behind him, so he must have something.
He must have something
because you guys are behind him.
Hey, thank you guys, man. I had a great time.
No, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Ellie, baby.
All right, we got 650-679. I apologize for keeping you on hold.
Nah, you all good. It ain't nobody but Damien. I was just laughing at y'all. The Chargers were, you know, in the AFL too, so I had to try to add that in real quick. I just wanted to chime in one time.
Oh, okay. Now you are a rival school at the De Anza. What was your mascot?
The Don. You remember that? Huh?
No, because we beat y'all too much to remember. I
didn't lose a foot here when I was there.
What? We didn't beat y'all.
Not when I was there. I play football. I only play basketball. So I didn't lose a foot here.
All right, I got you. Is that what?
What year did you played with Rondell?
Yeah, we actually, one year we were late to a Foothill game. We showed up and had to get dressed in front of all you guys' stands in front of, and we still won that game. But we were going to have to forfeit.
I don't remember that.
But yeah, you know, it was a while. Probably like 02, 01 or 02.
Damien.
Yo.
Yeah, that's my boy D. Hey, you are, he's an avid Buffalo Bills fan. And, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about your new additions and your losses with the Eagles?
We're down to 1 minute.
No, I just wanted to check in with you guys. I got much to say, but I'm glad for the McCoy pickup. I just don't want everybody jumping on the bandwagon. I kind of miss Kiko Alonso because he's a good linebacker. But I just really want to say, you know, y'all had a great show. I'm going to add some more next week, probably, you know, and talk a little bit more sports with you guys. I'm an avid sports fan, too, but I know you guys only got a minute left.
Yeah, I got one more call in, then I got to get up. But I appreciate you calling in.
Right on, D.
And then we'll get this one call at 650-690. You on?
Hello. Kicky boy, what's happening?
What's happening? How you doing, man? I've been
tuned in the whole time. We short on time, but I'm gonna tell you like this. Hey, Elliot, what's up, baby? Hooty hoo, baby. It's Tay, man. I was there. Everything was official, man. Everything. It sounded crazy, but we had that little alien, and he wouldn't call that boy out, and we wouldn't put it on that boy. Johnny, I've been holding on. I wanted to say something about these Raiders, about these Niners. You know how we get. I think every show, y'all need to tap in with Elliot. Elliot said everything that I could possibly, that I wanted to touch on. He said it. He said it very eloquently. Elliot, baby, I miss you so much, baby. That boy taught me what football is about down in those trenches. Johnny, you sick. Worst to first, it's not going to happen. You have to take baby steps. It's not going to happen. And you have to take baby steps. It's so much that goes into being a successful football team and making a run at that Lombardi, but it's a game of inches. And sometimes during that game, if the man don't beat the man in front of him, your team will lose. It's a lot to go into that. Y'all cannot just go from worst to first. That's that Raider fan shit. So, but we're not going to go there. Elliot, baby, I love you. You touched on everything. I think y'all need to talk to Elliot every show. Every show to check in with Elliot, baby. Now, I love this. Or, man. Y'all do y'all thing. Y'all
or maybe just get
time.
Elliot a show, too.
That's what I'm saying, man. Talk to Elliot, man. That was very insightful, man, all around. I really enjoy sitting here, man, and I sat on hold the whole time, man. I really enjoy this, man. Y'all talk good football, good sports in general. They go there, but I had a lot to say, man, but I'm not going to go because we're short on time. But, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, and I'm tuned in out here from Cali, man. So y'all some Cali love, man, but I'm tuned in, JG. I'm not going to call that boy Dick Chocolate nothing, but y'all keep doing y'all thing.
You already did, so it's all good.
I'll holler, man. Do your thing, man. I'm tuned in. What's up?
Big C is good enough.
It's all good, man. I'll holler.
Well, Yes, due to a time conflict, we did start the show late, but I might be out of town next weekend, so maybe I can get Jay to set up his own show for that time. We'll see how it goes. But we'll holler at you guys next time. Peace.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.